Morning and welcome to the Daily Digest with Jimmy Disu. Today is Tuesday. Today is the first day of the week. I'd like to welcome you all. Now, sometime last week or 2 weeks ago, thereabouts, sometime in the new year, I saw a newspaper cutting that Dr. Adedo Sumo, one-time gubernatorial candidate of the PDP, was accusing the House of Assembly, Lagos House of Assembly, and the Lagos State Government of padding, like I would always say. So what I did was to then say, okay, I'm a bit interested in all this. Bring him to the studio to come and explain what exactly he means. And also by the same token, send same message to the commissioner for information so that they can listen in and we can give them equal time and equal opportunity to respond to what Dr. Adedo Sumo wants to say. Dr. Adedo Sumo, how are you? You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
I haven't seen you in a while.
Yeah, good to see you.
Good to see you. I think the last time I remember seeing you was when you made an attempt to contest against Fashola.
Yeah, that was quite some time.
Are you still in politics?
Yeah. I'm in politics.
You're still in the PDP?
I'm in the PDP, yeah.
Are you running this year, in 2023?
Very likely, but we are still consulting.
You can't be consulting at this time of the year.
We are still committing our consultation.
So can I take that to mean it's very likely? Okay, you said very likely.
Yeah.
So I think we'll be seeing you in the ring. Who else do you think is coming in from PDP?
I only know about myself.
You only know about yourself. Do you think you can beat this incumbent, Jide Sanwo-Olu?
When we get to that bridge, I believe we'll cross it.
So you don't, as you're sitting now, you don't have that confidence you can beat the guy?
Oh, why not? If I don't have that confidence, I won't
you
be in the race.
What do you think he's doing wrong that you can correct?
Oh, very so many quickly. Things. So
let
many
me give
things.
You 2 minutes for just to do some small
campaign. No, so many things. I don't see him as somebody that prepared for the office.
Well, most likely, yes.
Yeah, I don't see him as someone who prepared for the office.
I think I agree with you partially on that. Mm. I don't think he realizes the enormity of... But I think that the greatest problem he has, which I don't know if you have in the PDP, is the foot that is on his neck. You know when you want to kill a ram? Once you put that foot on the neck of that ram, okay. Well, so when are we likely to hear from you? Whether, of course, you know, Jando has come to your party.
He's welcome.
Yeah. And the thinking we have is that maybe Jando had been given some, assurances that he might most likely get the ticket.
No. PDP is a very democratic party.
We have meetings at night.
We of course, like every political party, we are very nocturnal in our activities. But that is not to say that we don't annoy it in PDP. Everybody come and they provide equal playing, level playing field level for everybody. And then you go and test your strength.
But do you see him as a threat to your own ambition?
Oh, no. Come on.
You think you can beat Jando hands down in PDP?
Come on. I'm a foundation member of PDP. I've been in the party since 98.
But they sometimes say it's not how long, though.
I don't like to discuss
individuals.
Yes,
all of you run away from that now. That's the latest one I'm hearing. Even the Jacobin said, I don't like to discuss individuals. Okay, Sorosuki. Talk quickly. Anyway, that's not why we're here. There's plenty of time.
Yes.
What is this story you're telling us now about this padding, this suspected padding? Let me put it that way.
Well,
of the Lagos State budget.
You see, from the. It's unfortunate that we're in a climb where governments or some state government don't seem to understand their obligation to the people. And Lagos State government happens to be one of such governments.
Mm.
And a situation where you come up year in, year out, reel out your budgets, and then it's like an annual annual event, roll out your budget, no explanation as to what are the sectorial breakdowns, and then how are you hoping to finance the budget, and then what are the feedback from the previous years. And then,
well, to be fair to them, though, I like to be fair. Yeah. You do find a subsequent, eventually, you get a breakdown from the Commissioner of Finance. But whether those things, whether those numbers that are real, that are authentic, we honestly don't know. But you talk specifically about the House of Assembly padding the budget. So that's where I want to focus on.
Yeah, you see, if you look at what happened, the governor submitted a budget proposal of 1.3 trillion.
Yes.
1.38 trillion.
Yes.
And then he went into the House, and the House came back with an approved budget of 1.758 trillion. And some of us were watching and waiting to see the reaction of the governor. Just like something like that happened with the federal government.
With the federal government, yes.
Where President Buhari sent his estimate, and then it came back with addition of 30 something billion. And the president raised queries and asked questions.
The difference in Lagos is how much we're talking about now?
Almost 400 billion.
Wow.
Almost 400 billion. And up till now, nobody has come out to explain to us the reasons for the disparity.
But the governor hasn't approved the budget, has he?
He has signed it. He signed it the next day.
Wow.
He signed it the next day.
So you're saying, you're accusing the governor of signing an inflated budget.
A
padded budget.
Yes. What is it that the governor missed out in his 1.3 trillion proposal to the House, that it is the House that will now have the information to add 400 billion into the state budget? These are the issues we are asking.
That's frightening, isn't it?
It is. And what? Until we start engaging these people.
Which people now?
I mean, the government.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Particularly the government in Lagos. Until we start engaging them constructively, they will just continue to do the...
You've been in the political circles.
Yeah.
What do you think could have led to this?
Well, of course, there are lots of things that must have happened under the table. This is election year. Of course, you know this is election year.
Doesn't this sound strange to you that it is the House of Assembly that padded it? Do you think they want to... How does it happen? So they've padded the budget. The government itself is not obliged to implement the budget in full.
Oh, yes.
So
do you
think the governor signed it to save his skin, but he'll be saying to himself, I might not necessarily release all the funds anyway?
A budget is a statement of financial statement of intentions.
Yes.
You know? And it is going to guide the expenditure of the state for the year. The information is not only supposed to be available to the governor. We as citizens are supposed to have the breakdown of what the governor sent and what was approved by the House of Assembly, so that we can see the missing links. In this case, we are in the dark. We don't even know anything. We have not seen the breakdown of the budget that the House of Assembly approved. I have been to their website. It's not uploaded. And government, that is why it is called public service. Public accountability is a very critical element or ingredient in public service. You have to come open to the people, because the money that is available to you is the collective patrimony of the people.
Do you suspect that there is a nexus between an election year and this kind of party?
Oh, yes. It's very glaring. The previous budget, last year's budget was 1.25 trillion.
And this year's one is what?
Is 1.7 This year's own is 1.758 trillion.
Maybe it's
500 billion naira difference between last year and this year.
Could that be a reflection of inflation?
If you look at the pattern of the budget of Lagos State in the last, let me take you through the last 10 years.
Yes.
Or 15, last 13 years. 2008, it was 403 billion.
Yes.
2009, it was 405 billion. Mm. 2010, it was 389 billion.
It went down.
2011, it was 450 billion. 2012, it was 491 billion. 2013, it was 499 billion. 2014, it was 466 billion. 2015, it was 489 billion. 2016, 662 billion. 2017, it was 817 billion. 2018 was when it became 1 trillion.
Who was the governor in 2018?
2018 was, that was the last year of
Fashola.
Ambode.
Ambode.
Yeah. 2019, 873 billion. 2020, 1.168 was what the governor sent.
And what was approved?
But that was what was approved. But later in the year, by September of 2021, he requested for amendment to the Appropriation Act.
Yes.
So it became 1.25 trillion. Almost about 100 billion was added. Yeah, that is understandable. Maybe some things were missing. And during the course of implementing the budget, he realized that he missed out certain things. And don't forget that year was NSAS year.
Okay.
Yeah. So he could be responsible for that.
For that.
So that is understandable. Mm-hmm. But 2000 and look at the difference between 2020 to 2021. 500 billion. It has never happened in the last 13 years. We have not seen, you have seen the trajectory. We have not seen anything like that. So that's what put people like us on inquiry, that what is happening?
So what do we do next? Because we depend on the PDP. We don't have a recognized opposition per se, but we depend on people like you to unravel this mystery that we have. So what's the next line of action?
Well, we will rely on the FOI. You know, they have never respected the FOI. But I would want to say that if you can use your good office to ask the commissioner for finance to come before the public and explain to us, give us the breakdown. Difference between what the governor sent and what was approved, so that we can see and know what to expect from our government. Because this...
Do they have a history of responding to such requests?
That's why I say they don't have real respect for the FOI. They will tell you the FOI is a federal legislation. It doesn't affect them in Lagos. They don't...
There's nothing secret about the budget. I mean, it's open.
It's supposed to be...
It's supposed to be open.
It's supposed to even be in the public domain by now. It's supposed to be in the public domain. I wanted to see it before coming.
Who on in law? Who do? Well, since the governor has signed it, then that is the state
it's
budget.
The state
so
budget.
The governor is the one that we would definitely hold responsible for this.
Why I specifically mentioned the finance commissioner is because at the federal, about 2 weeks ago, the minister for finance, he came out and he was having a budget session explaining the sectoral allocations, the reasons for this and that. That's what is expected. Perhaps if they had done that, certain things...
But it's a bit queer, Dr. Dosunmu, that a state government would say it is the responsibility of the state government to run the state.
Yes.
And they are in the driver's seat. And yes. They said, look, we need X amount. So I'm wondering under what authority the House of Assembly would now add such a humongous
to the budget. That is why I had to raise the alarm.
You see, and what is also dangerous in all this is the feeling that people get that there is a nexus between this increase and politicking.
And politicking. It's not unlikely.
And we know, even your own party has been guilty of this before. I mean, PDP now, yes.
Well, let me tell you, my response to that is this. I have to be honest with you.
Yes.
My response to that is that I don't believe there is any particular, any political party that has monopoly of good people. You have good people in PDP. No, you have bad people in PDP. You have good people in the other party, and you have also some bad people there. So the I don't want to generalize.
But what we generalize is that the feeling we have is that parties are funded from government money. Minister, go and produce this, go and produce that. Even some of us that are not politics, even though we are not in the bedroom of politics, we are in the corridor, we are looking from outside the window. Some of us have sneaked inside. You don't know whether I've been to your house for 3 days. Locked up in your wardrobe. Hearing all your discussions.
You see?
So, but it doesn't mean that we will not put these things in check. But because I can imagine now, in Alausa listening to you, they'll be saying, Chebi, the PDP in Jonathan's time, that also happened, and this and that. It's unfortunate that it's across the board. You might not agree. But
well, unfortunately, I've been able to bring out a comparison you.
No.
The party in government in Lagos is the same party that is in the federal, at the federal. And you can see the president asking questions about just 37 billion.
Yes.
And then on the other hand, the state government is not asking questions about 400 billion. The 37 billion is added to a national budget.
This one is a
state budget. 400
maybe
billion.
The money is en route.
I think it has to do with the leadership. It has to do
leadership
with the man at the driver's seat. Yeah, it depends on how you are able to condone
but
some of these
the
things.
But it's not the man at the driver's seat that added the money.
The responsibility is on him. He's accountable to us. He's the one that is the governor, the chief executive of the state. He has to account to the people.
You see, at the end of it all, it's my people I feel sorry for. I don't know when we are going to get out of this second slavery that we have found ourselves. But I'm going to open up our lines now.
Yeah.
0700-993-993-993. And the female line is, I don't like calling it a female line, but line for females is 01465-7190. You can put your calls through now. I'll take my first caller of the day very quickly because so many people want to talk. Hello, good morning.
Hello, Kujimi.
Yes, sir.
Good morning to Mr. Desumu.
Yes, sir.
This is Pastor Ladipo calling from Orilego.
Yes.
Uncle Jimmy, I want to say something about this Lagos State legislators. There is one strong impunity they have been carrying on for a very long time. I want to urge the opposition party. I know if they speak up, they go after some of them, their businesses, because it has happened to some of us on the local level. Once you become too vocal, they come at you on every way they can get at you. So for me, let them speak up the more. And Uncle Jimmy, please do us a favor. Get the minister, the commissioner for information, to come and explain this to us. Thank you and God bless Nigeria.
Okay, thank you. Well, I can tell you this. Let me tell you what actually happened. I sent the message in through WhatsApp. And he replied me by saying, "What pardon?" And I left it at that. Some of us will not be tossed around unduly, you know, by this thing. So, because when I sent it to him, I said, "Look, Dr. Dosumu is coming up, blah, blah, blah." And he says, "What padding?" And
you can see the arrogance of power.
Well, I don't know if it's arrogance or not, but I didn't quite understand that. And I'm not about to be used as a plaything by anybody to be tossed around. Everybody's hearing
will
this
that
now.
Can that happen in other crimes? People are asking questions from those that you have put in position of authority.
No, but maybe he didn't know. But what I expect is by now, at least, if he didn't know what I was talking about because I said Dr. Dosumu is talking about padding, and he said what padding? That was exactly what he said, and I didn't continue with that. I will not be a toy. I will not be a pawn on the chessboard tossed around. Let's pick another call. Hello, good morning. Hello.
Well, good morning, I appreciate it.
Morning.
I'm happy I'm talking with you for the first time.
Yes.
Now, in a state where people or aspirants are handpicked Baba Yoshope, I'm not a Yoruba man, but I hear this one. Baba Yoshope, are you going to have a conversation? Maybe Baba don't say, it should be this family. And the family bring you a coach. Maybe the Baba Yoshope, it should be this man. And every person behind him. Then what do you expect? They have a free day. No person controls, no person talks. Even if you talk, no person will hear you.
Okay.
Lagos State will come to normalcy when there is a change in pattern. Then every person will sit up. But whereby they have a free day, what do you expect? Thank you.
Okay, but I know the implication of what he's saying. But without stating the specifics, if that was the case, how come the governor wasn't carried along to have included it, and now it would have gone to the House of Assembly? If you get the drift.
Let me. You see, the what I suspected. Mm. My suspicion is this: budgets, the process of preparing budget is handled by the bureaucracy.
Yes,
and not one office, different departments contribute to the state budget, and it is very difficult for any individual to interfere at that level. At that point, very difficult because they would have they follow standard
procedure
in getting to the. But after doing all that and handing it over to the governor, you can imagine the gamut of the efforts and professionalism that would have gone into getting a state budget ready for submission to the legislative house. And then for the legislature or for the legislative house to now had an humongous figure of 400 billion, one will be wondering, one, what are the information?
Okay. I need to take a break. I just got a signal. I need to take a break. When we come back, we'll continue with my discussion with Dr. Adedosunmu. And then later on, I'm going to put a call through to Elder James Olanrewaju Aina, JP, who turned 80 yesterday. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Yeah, you're welcome back. And let's pick another call. Hello, good morning. Oops. Hello. 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 Okay, let's try another one. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Please, I have an opinion, observation that I want to hear in your program. Can I go ahead?
Please go ahead, yes.
There are people from, I will be specific, most people from Southeast, they call into all programs that you have. They abuse everybody. They criticize everybody from other sides of the country. But when you speak against their own, they will start attacking people. They have representatives at the National Assembly.
Please. This is not a place for that, okay? You can go settle your score somewhere else. This is not, I'm not inclined to want to listen to that. Hello, good morning.
Oh, good evening, good morning.
Morning, sir, how are you?
I'm fine. This is Mr. Frank.
Yes.
What I want to understand in this discussion this morning is this, that the budget was padded.
Yes.
400 billion.
Yes.
Now, that's the problem. You see now, is it because now that the governor did not react after the House of Rep scheduled and then he signed? Is it a problem? If for me, since the combination of APC and PDP, I never supported any party again. I support individually. I like Madide Sowolo for his governance. Had he been a half 1 minute, I will use it to explain why I like him. Because even the little, because he did not say anything about that money, but maybe he doesn't want problem. Because that is one of the reasons why I like him. I don't see him as somebody that likes problem.
Okay.
And he managed the little one he has.
Okay, thank you. Your 1 minute is up. Would you like to react to that?
Yeah, but
is that maybe he doesn't want problem?
He doesn't want problem. If you don't want problem, you see, public office is public trust. You don't go to public office because people have given you their trust, and you have to stand up to it. You cannot say you don't want problem and allow people's resources, collective resources of people, to be fittered away. You must make sure that every kobo available to you is judiciously
utilized. You know, we have a more general problem here where we tend to over-personalize public office. I give you an example. A lot of the governors now have not signed the death penalty. They've not ratified a lot of the death penalty sentences. Some say my religion doesn't allow me to. If your religion doesn't allow you to, don't come into governorship. So part of the problem Aregbesola has is that so many people have been condemned to death that are still in the prisons. So we tend to overpersonalize, and what he said is a reflection of that. Maybe he doesn't want problem. We simplify things like that, and like you rightly said,
sentiment.
This is public. Necessary sentiment. It's not. If he doesn't want
problem, something in governance, they call it "you kill for the state."
If he doesn't want problem, then he can go set up a small shop and
yes,
dispense goods.
You don't have business in government if you don't. If you cannot
okay,
take
let's
decisions.
Take another one. Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Morning.
Yeah, morning. Please, the question I want to ask, other taxist state governors, have you gone and checked whether they are padding or they are not padding? Have you gone and checked other state governors?
Okay, that's a good one. I'll answer before Dr. Dosunmu answers that. Same Nigerian attitude. Two wrongs don't make a right. If other governors are not doing it, this one concerns us. A man sends in a budget and says, this the chief executive we voted for. He says, I need X amount. He takes it to these people for approval. In fact, in most cases, it's supposed to come back reduced. They are supposed to take a critical fine-tooth comb and look for it and say, no, you have over-budgeted here. Rather, it comes with added. And no explanation. And the honest to God truth is, don't let's simplify these things and turn this thing into some marketplace discussion as to whether some other state is doing it. So if other states are doing it,
Adikaya was telling me this governor has done 9 flyovers, and he was counting for me, was mentioning for me. And I sat down, I look at my state, I said, in the last 20 years, can we count?
We have one in Agege area.
Yes, can you count up to 8?
But is flyover, is it a
no,
measurement?
No. It's not a measure. It's not a way to measure. I'm just telling you.
We have flyover in Lagos.
No, we have flyovers all over. I'm just telling you that infrastructure.
See, my brother, see.
We need to embark on aggressive infrastructure
development. If we were not on radio, this discussion would take a different dimension.
Yes.
All of us have a fair idea of what's going down. We can't talk about it for ethical reasons, but we have a fair idea that is in an election year that this kind of thing will be happening. Let's leave that. I'll let you go because I need to speak to Power, you know. Let's leave that. We'll watch the developments. We'd like the Lagos State Commissioner for Finance, because when I sent a message to the Commissioner for Information, he said, what padding? And like I said, I'm not going to be used as a toy to be played with. I'm not... Mario, or what's this other game that they play? Crash Bandicoot and all these games. No, nobody's going to play games with me like that. They have an open invitation. It's up to them to take it or leave it. This is where we'll leave that for now. We are still going to invite you back later at some point because I think you're going to run for and your first hurdle is this gentleman that has come to your party with this massive following. But you think when you get to that bridge, you cross it.
It's not a threat.
Is Koro in your party now? Which party
no,
is
no,
in?
No. Koro is in APC.
He's in APC. Yeah, okay, so he wants to run. Thank you very much, Dr. Adedosunmu. Thank you very much for coming.
God bless you.
It's been nice having you.
Same here.
Okay, now I need to talk to Pa Aino. He turned 80 yesterday. And 80 for me is a very significant year. When I hear things like that, I like to tap from the wisdom of our elderly people. Do we have him on the line? Okay. Whilst we're waiting for him to come, let me take one of our callers. Let me take their call again. Yes, you can go. Thank you. God bless you. Hello, good morning.
Hello, Uncle Jimmy. Good morning.
Morning, sir.
My name is Abimbola.
Yes, sir.
I just want to quickly say one or two things. Your guest in the this morning has tried to make us understand some of the things that are happening in Lagos. But I also want to say one or two things. I was privileged to witness something in Lagos. We went to a local government and we were to see some of the projects that had been done by a particular chairman. Mm. And one of the projects that we saw was a school gate in this Lagos made with 10 million. Now, that school gate had two colors on it, black. And then underneath, there was blue peeping underneath.
Yes.
And while we were looking at the gate, the gate man came out and told us, Uncle Jimmy, I have to say this very quickly.
Yes.
The gate man came out and he said, what are we looking for? He told them that we are from the office of the auditor, whatever, from Alausada.
Yes.
And he told us, he said, there's no new gate here. That this gate that you are seeing, can't we see that? Are we blind? Can't we see that they wrote it on that gate, that that gate was donated in so-so-so year? And really, really, it was not written, no. It was carved with iron. That gate had been donated close to about 15 years before that time by the PTA of the school. That what the local government did was to come and paint it black. That we see that, you see that blue that is peeping underneath, that was the original.
That color of the gate. Okay, thank you very much. Thank you. We have a fair idea of what's going down, and heaven help us all. Do I have a pine on the line? You think so? Hello, morning, sir. Hello. Hello, morning, sir. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, morning, sir.
Good morning, Mr.
Disu.
Mr. Disu.
Yes, sir. How are you, sir?
I'm very fine, thank you.
Happy birthday yesterday. You turned 80.
Thank you very much.
What? When you woke up in the morning, how did you feel? When you woke up that morning and discovered you're an 80-year-old man, how did you feel?
Hello?
Can you hear me, sir?
A bit. It's faint.
No, I'm saying when you woke up in the morning, yesterday morning, as an 80-year-old man, how did you feel?
Go on.
When you woke up in the morning, sir.
Yes.
How did you feel when you woke up that morning as an 80-year-old man?
I felt very great.
That's good.
I felt very, very great because I looked back at the past, especially yesterday. I received so many, because I received yesterday was over 300.
Wow. You so, alone, sir?
Yes. I felt very happy that people are still there who remember me and remember my 80th anniversary. So I felt very good.
Were you a teacher before, sir? What was before you retired? What were you doing?
In those days, the vote was after your HSC.
Yes.
You would teach for maybe 6 months or
six
so.
6 months before you go to university.
Before going to university.
Yes.
So I taught for about 6 months at government secondary school in Loring.
Okay.
So that was the only time I was a teacher.
Of course, you're a pension announcer. Do you collect pension?
Pardon?
You're a pension announcer. Do you collect pension? Pension?
No.
You don't collect pension. You've been in self-employment.
I left the central bank where I should, if I waited long, I would be entitled to pension. So I joined a private company, and it's not pensionable. So I don't collect pension.
Can you please turn off the radio where you are, sir? The radio is disturbing us.
Okay. It's my son who...
No, tell your son. That's Funshaw's brother. Tell him to switch off the radio.
Okay. He has done that.
Now, Do you think your country has been good to you, sir?
Huh?
Do you think your country has been good to you as an 80-year-old man? You know, you are now sitting down. Do you think Nigeria has been good to you?
Well, I won't say Nigeria has been good to me.
Wow.
Well, in the first place, well, I will say yes, because my primary education was free. Hmm. You know, things were very good in those days.
Yes.
And I went to a government college for my own level, which was also free.
Hmm.
So, to that extent, the government was good to me. And I remember in 1960, they sent me to Greece.
Greece?
Yes, Athens in Greece.
Hmm.
For the World Jamboree of Scouts.
Ah, yes, yeah, Scouts, sir. Okay.
So, after all this, I don't think government has done anything which I can say, well, have benefited from me.
So, are you happy with the way our country is now?
Am I?
Are you happy with the way Nigeria is now? Are you particular?
I'm far from being happy.
Wow.
Far wow. from being happy. You see, the current government, we invested a lot of hope on President Buhari. In fact, I was one of those who mobilized people in my area to vote for this man with the hope that he would do something better. But you can see yourself, President Buhari is a big disappointment. So,
wow.
No, I can't see anything.
Okay, but there's a bright future to look forward to, sir, in the sense that at least we hope and pray that you'll be in good health and sound mind. At 80, you sound quite clear, you sound strong, and I think we need to be grateful for that, sir.
You said at 80?
Yes, sir. You sound healthy, look strong. Is there any possibility at all that you'll be taking a young wife at 80? Tell Mama I'm joking, no.
Uh-huh. No, you know, I will reply to that, you see. Well, that I still look younger, my speech, I can only attribute it to God's grace.
Yes, yes.
And I lost my wife
in
2009.
Okay.
That's almost 30 years ago now.
30 years ago. Okay.
And my people, there wasn't anything they did not tell me. Go and remarry. I tell me, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
So there is that is not in my mind at all.
Okay, sir.
If I lost my wife 30 years ago and I didn't marry the following year, is it now I will say I will get married? No.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much for speaking to us, sir. I'm most grateful. And a happy birthday to you, sir. I'm still coming to drink my own green bottle.
One of these days. Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, sir.
Okay, thank
all right. That was a power, you know, at 80. I do this occasionally to honor our old people, you know. It's not easy. It's not easy to turn 80. I'm not even 70 yet, but I know what it feels like. Okay, so let me give you a rundown of what you're going to have. Tomorrow we are going to have Sumbola Bajela, you know, she's going to be here for Dear Bumi. Now, if you've been following the name of my guest, she gives me a long run for my money when she comes. So we are in for a hilarious session tomorrow. And on Thursday, I have my good old friend Aki Braithwaite from the Braithwaite family, close associate of Trinity Braithwaite. We are just going to sit back and start talking politics. Look at the permutations that you have, okay? And then on Friday, we're bringing in young people, very, very young people, led by Tumiche Mafe. So it's Tumiche and friends. You know, they'll sit down. These are very young teenagers. And so we need to remind ourselves, get an insight into what these young people want. So that's what we are going to do on Friday. Saturday is open. I don't know what we are going to do on Saturday. So that is what you're going to look forward to this week. I think I can take just one more call before I bow out. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning, sir.
Morning, how are you?
I'm okay, sir. I'm Momoyi. I'm calling from Aja.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, in respect of what you people are discussing concerning a pardon and no pardon,
yes,
I believe it is quite unfortunate the decision of the father affected in Lagos State. But I believe the other man that called saying laying emphasis on other states, I see, no, I don't understand what he's trying to gain by making a reference to other states. While we are talking about the problem we're having in the state where you reside. But I believe one day we shall be there by God's grace.
Amen. Okay, I think I can take one more call. One more call. Yes.
Hello. Hello.
Yes, morning.
Good morning, Mr. Adisu. My name is Morakin.
Morakin, Mr. Morakin. Yes.
Yes. I was the one who talked with you last week when you were a high man income. So, you know what Mr. Adisu said?
Yes.
He will not take a look into each other.
He will what?
They will not take a look into each at all.
Yes.
You know, this government, this is a party government. What they are did is for their campaign money.
You reckon?
Yes.
Mm.
So when we are talking, unless we have independent candidates to be our governor in this Lagos state.
Yes.
Without that, the same of the same old. We continue like that.
Well, if you say that, sir, it means that we are ready to be imprisoned perpetually, you know. And
exactly. See what's happening now.
All right.
Luckily, something like Biondo can get the popularity of the Kupi and win the election, the thing will be changed totally.
Okay, sir. Let me. I think I'll take about two more. You know, I have some added time.
Win the election.
Hello.
It will be changed totally.
No. Okay. Thank you, sir. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Yes, sir. Who's calling?
Good morning, Okajime. My name is John.
Morning, Mr. John. How are you?
Yeah, very well, thank you. I just wanted to make a comment on the padding controversy.
Yes.
I think if you a quick Google search would have solved Mr. Adosu's problem, because the governor has addressed this matter. He said the difference in the budget is for the red line and the blue line. So I think while it's criticize, we should also be fair in our observations that we make on the people in political
office. But you are also doing that to ask yourself, the governor in the driver's seat, why he didn't add the blue line and the red line, and he took the House of Assembly to do that. But point noted. Let's take another call. Hello, good morning. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning, Uncle Jimmy. This is from Kedja. Okay, I'm actually calling.
But I'm getting an echo. I'm getting an echo.
Can you hear me?
Yes, but do you have the? Are you speaking from a tiled room? Are you using speakerphone?
Am I speaking or what?
It's not clear. Okay, go on. Let's try and manage what we can.
I'm speaking about. I just want to talk about Mr. Justin.
Yes.
For everything he said, he's just speaking as a politician.
Yes.
You're not an independent person, like coming down to the level. You told him to tell us about what he's going to do for 2 minutes. He didn't say anything, he was just opposing, and I don't think that is necessary.
Okay.
Yes, it's an opposition party, whatever, but he needs to tell us what he would do better. I think I was looking for that. I never saw anything like that. It was just opposing.
Right.
So yeah, I'm not convinced about him being our government, because he didn't really show what
To be fair to him, he didn't come here as a governorship aspirant, though. He came here to explain. He came here to explain. Yes, this pardon me. He accused the state government.
Thank you, sir.
Well, I got to go now. The techers will be here any minute from now. I'd like to thank Webimo for being here to assist me, as usual. I'd like to. Where is this gentleman behind the pillar now? He always appears invisible. Philip. Is it that you are owing somebody money who you think will run into the studio? I remember I had a guest who came one day and said, where is the pillar that Philip hides behind? He's always hidden. You can never see him when you look up. Okay, I'll be back tomorrow by his grace, tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. Go out there and have a lovely day. Remember, tomorrow is Diabumi, so relax. Get your coffee and biscuits ready. See you tomorrow at 9. Bye.
Tonight. 93 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.